Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as we take a look at the 38th annual Greater Des Moines Partnership Fly-In. This is an opportunity for over 200 individuals to come from central Iowa to Washington, D.C. to not only learn but also maybe do a little lobbying with us. And with us in studio is Joe Murphy. Joe is the Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Public Policy, a position that he has occupied since September, I think it was, right?
That's right,
welcome,
September.
Welcome to the News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
There's a staff that sets this whole thing up, Joe, that's absolutely incredible. This is the finest run thing I think I've ever been. But they've had 38 years to practice.
Right, that's true. That's true. Yeah, our staff work is just incredible. The whole team starts basically planning next year's event the day we land tomorrow on Friday. And so we look forward to it every single year. We have a lot of great expertise on this staff at the partnership, and they just do a phenomenal job to figuring out every single last detail to really make sure our members and investors are first and foremost.
Not only does the Greater Des Moines Partnership keep an eye on what's going on in Washington, D.C., but there's a close eye paid on what happens under the Golden Dome in Des Moines, and you work both ends of that. Tell me a little bit about your experience with the last legislative session in Des Moines.
Sure. So we had a really good legislative session. It was a very interesting legislative session, as everybody knows, your listeners included. Working with a new Republican majority in the Senate, there was a lot of great opportunities for business interests and communities moving forward. We really focused on workforce development and education issues. We were huge supporters of the governor's Future Ready Iowa initiative. So we focused our time on those sorts of things. Really focused in on the computer science legislation that was signed over the last couple of weeks or so, and but it's different. You know, D.C. is a different climate than Des Moines, and but the one consistent is that we have great representation in the Des Moines metro area. When you consider Congressman Young or the great delegation in the Des Moines area that we have at the State House, fine men and women serving our needs.
What would people be surprised about when they take a look at how government operates in Washington, D.C. versus maybe even Des Moines?
I think the main thing that surprises most people, particularly from when you come from out of state, is the access that we enjoy as Iowans to our state legislators. You know, anybody from myself to my three-year-old son can come in and get a meeting, essentially, and that's not normal in state capitals. And so that's probably one of the bigger differences in D.C. Obviously, you work through staff. We're blessed because our congressional members want to be accessible to us, but it takes that much more time to get a meeting with them. But they do a tremendous amount of good work for us and are always willing to hear our concerns and hear our ideas and take those back to the members as they can.
Earlier today, we had a legislative update breakfast with Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley and Congressman David Young. And one of the things that they were talking about that really caught my ear was they were talking about 13 regulations that they had put aside that saved like $85 billion, which was an amazing number. Mm-hmm. And then there was something else said by Senator Grassley that I was really interested in. And he was talking about, rather than cutting individuals off from their benefits when they reach a certain level, they've been unemployed and now they're working and they reach a certain level, that maybe we ought to not cut that right away, but ease off of that a little bit. That might help bring workers into the workplace.
It could. Yeah, it very well could. You know, we don't have much policy on that specific area that the senator was talking about today, but we're certainly aware of it now. And if there is a way that the partnership can get engaged in that process and work with the senator and to do anything that we can to get Iowans working, to create more opportunities, and to get Iowans prospering, that's something we're going to do.
when you talk about jobs, and every single employer that I have here at the Business News Hour that comes in, that we've done over the past 4 years, and it's gotten really more acute over the past year and a half, is talking about finding workers. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having the same thing. Interestingly enough, Iowa Works is having a job fair, a career fair next week, and their big push, obviously, is Home Base Iowa, trying to get individuals to come to Iowa. Where do we go to find these people?
It's a great question. It's an interesting question, and you know, when Jay Byers and Gene Meyer go out and they talk to the CEOs around the metro, they hear the same exact thing. Iowa and Central Iowa, particularly, is fascinating because you have 16% population growth over the last year or so, outpacing cities like Chicago, outpacing cities like Kansas City and Minneapolis. That's a unique opportunity for us in Central Iowa to capture that new intellectual capital. Our unemployment rate is exceptionally low. And so, yeah, there's that need for workforce. And even though we are growing at the rate that we are, it's still difficult to find those qualified individuals to fill those jobs that are going to lead to more prosperity and more jobs for others.
As we look forward, after we get home, this will be tomorrow evening, as a matter of fact, what do you do then? How important is follow-up with not only the staff, but also the individuals, the 200-plus that came on this trip?
Absolutely. It's absolutely critical. You know, this is not just sort of a one-shot thing. You know, we have a wonderful time here for about 2.5 days, and we have a lot of great meetings. But then, quite frankly, the real work starts, and we want to make sure that we follow up with the staff members. We want to follow up with the members themselves to continue to drive the beat forward on what these important issues are and how they're impacting their constituents. If they don't hear from us, they're not going to know, and no one's going to tell your story for you. So it's up to us at the partnership, along with our members, to really think about how we can engage our congressional representatives in a positive way to impact some public policy.
This is Joe Murphy. He's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Public Policy for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Outside of the labor force, tick off for me maybe the top two or three things that the partnership deems are extremely important to take a look at legislatively as we move forward.
On the federal side, it's a whole host of things. You know, we don't really have a rank order system, but we do care a lot about issues from a wide range. And so the first two that really come to mind are transportation and infrastructure areas. There's obviously a critical need for infrastructure in Iowa. That tails into the airport terminal situation that we're focusing on right now in D.C. to really come up with some funding mechanisms and to update code and federally to allow those funding mechanisms to be in place. So you go from that aspect, which is, you know, heavy business, heavy infrastructure, and then you go into an area like arts and culture and working with folks like Sally Dix, who does a great job at Greater Des Moines Bravo and others on her staff to find those grants that really impact communities, and that gets to the quality of life and the culture in our communities that we've come to enjoy and expect, and we want to maintain those. But a lot of those programs are funded federally, and we want to make sure that the funds continue to come into Iowa. That's important work.
You know, I think that's one of the things you just said, Joe, is so vitally important. We spend lots of time on infrastructure, on tax bills, on economic issues, but sometimes the softer side, the area in the world of arts and culture,
right,
kind of gets a short shrift. So it's important because that is quality of life.
Absolutely is. You know, we really need to make sure that we're pushing forward a big agenda that runs the gamut for our investors and members. And it's important that we take a holistic view of why Des Moines and Greater Des Moines is successful. And it's not just one thing. And it's not just because. It's because we have a steady drive forward on workforce and innovation and quality of life and cultural things play right into that. Because if it's a great place to work, you got to have something to do on the weekends as well. And you got to have something to do with your kids and your families and to have them get a broader knowledge of what makes this a great place to be.
Joe, thanks so very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Joe Murphy, ladies and gentlemen, from our nation's capital with the DMDC 2017. If you want to follow any of this on Twitter or on Facebook, it's hashtag DMDC 2017. You're going to see a lot of pictures and a lot of individuals having, I think, a very educational, informative, and also fun time here in our nation's capital. More to come on Insight on Business, the News Hour. Lady Madonna.